Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. My question, did Trump do the right thing with his presidential executive order saying that children and parents will no longer be separated? And did he do the right thing for the right reason? I don't know the reason he did it. Maybe it was personal. Maybe it was political. Maybe it was a little bit of both. I don't think it was the right thing, but I think basically he had to throw water on a wildfire. But by doing that, I think he's laid out a blueprint for future complaints about Donald Trump's presidency. They'll use the same format, the same template, and just a different reason, because they got a lot of different reasons. Absolutely. Here's a text. Sandy, we need to follow the guidance of Teddy Roosevelt. Only immigrants who wish to fully assimilate, learn and speak English, and support the advancement of our one country ideals will be allowed to come into our country. Well, I do think it's, you know, I don't believe that we have to agree with everything that the government says and wants to do and positions and whatever. But I do believe that if you hate the United States, why would you come here? Why would you come here? And why would you fly your flag in demonstrations? Why do you do a lot of the things you do if you don't like the country? You know what? You may not like the country, but you like what the country has to give you. It's not, remember JFK. Let me see. Wasn't he a Democrat? Yes. Wasn't it his famous speech in which he says, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. It seems so quaint now, isn't it? And they're not, what are they doing for us? The answer is not much, except making our reserves smaller and smaller. We try and do the right thing. We try and be humane. But in order for us to help other people in the world and help others in world crisis and wartime and things like that, we have to stay strong. Well, we can't stay strong if we just open the door to the Treasury and say, come on in. It's like supermarket sweep. Grab as much as you can and drain the Treasury as quickly as possible. Let's go to Sam in East Amherst. Sam, you're on WBEN.
Thanks for taking my call, Sandy. I just wanted to say the difference between Hungary and the United States is Hungary doesn't have a 35% non-white minority. And if people don't think race matters, it does matter in this sense. The left plays the race card. The right is the conservatives do not play the race card, and that's why they're getting beat to the punch. I predicted this over 40 years ago. We were going to have these problems with immigration. This country's finished. Trump is the last hope, I'm telling you. If the left gets in there, they might never lose power in a presidential election, and we'll be like Mexico with the PRI running Mexico for years with one minority party with about 20% representation. I'm telling you, the United States is finished.
Front, let's see, page 2, Buffalo News today, headline, half a page. Whites are headed for minority status in U.S. far sooner than once expected. I haven't read this yet. I clipped it for future use, but that's something that's happening at a far faster rate. My concern is not the color of the people coming in here. It's the fact that when they come in, they're going to obviously be granted some kind of asylum, and then after that, they may jump right into citizenship, and when they do that, that means that they can vote. And once that's there, then we give up the two-party system. It'll be just Democrats. Others need not apply.
I agree. But in Los Angeles 50 years ago, the Chicano population was docile. Today, there are huge numbers of Chicanos, Mexicans, that march in the streets saying, gringo out, gringo out.
Well, that's the whole point. I think that if you come here and assimilate like Teddy Roosevelt, what we just mentioned, that that's fine because you're a contributing member. You may agree with some things, disagree with others. But if you come in as a hostile force, what's the difference coming in as hostile voters or somebody with a rifle? It's the same thing, taking over the government. I appreciate your call. Thank you. And your passion, Sam. Thank you. Tony, do you think I think he has merit in the degree that a lot of people are coming in who want to be here for what we have to give them, but they're not necessarily even fans of America.
I think most people are coming here just coming to take advantage of what we have. This program, that program, they know that they could have it better here than in their home country.
Now, make no mistake, you can certainly have people who come into this country legally who love the country and might need a little hand to get started, a little bump in the road, and that's fine. And they would be there when we needed them in the case of war, things like that. I think that they would step up to the plate. But the ones we're talking about are the ones that, no, this is, why do they rob banks, in the words of Willie Sutton? Because that's where the money is. Why do they come here? Because that's where the goodies are.
Well, you look at it like this. The left is looking at one picture. The right is looking at another picture. The left sees a picture of innocent young woman with a young baby.
Breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding,
and
exactly.
And the guy with a big, you know, the badge. He's coming there, and he's got the things on his belt, and he's probably got bear spray on him, and he can hardly wait to rip her away, rip the child away from mother's breast.
Well, no, that's not where I was going with that, but I like that. No, they have the picture of that innocent picture there. We, as conservatives, we see MS-13. We see criminals, rapists, murderers, and the left doesn't understand what we're seeing.
Well, in the famous play, I think it's Rashomon, where people see the same scene but have different interpretations, exactly what you just said. I think that most good-hearted Americans are perfectly willing to give a chance to anybody, an opportunity to anybody who wants to better themselves. But that isn't what this is about. This is about virtually coming in and overrunning the country.
The left also doesn't understand the motives of their party. Their party is to bring in voters. And your average person that's progressive or liberal thinks that their side is doing it for compassion. It has nothing to do with that. It's about getting votes. And like Rush Limbaugh says, for the Republicans, it's about getting cheap labor.
Yeah. Let's not leave the Republicans off the hook. You're exactly right. Why do you think the National Association of Manufacturers and whatever often have startling positions on things because they want cheap labor? See, everybody wants to use those coming in. I would bet that when your grandfather and my grandfather came in, the government did not say, well, I'm glad they're here because eventually we'll be able to use them for something. No. They had to go through a strict regimen to get here. Now, absolutely, positively, it's, yeah, let in as many as possible, because once we get to citizenship or the ability to vote without citizenship, if they change those laws, then we're in forever.
The fact is that when my grandfather came here, there were ads in the paper saying, you're not allowed to hire an Italian. You can't sign this contract to get this job if you have any Italians working on it.
The Irish went on it, too. I mean, they got in their turn in the barrel. Irish need not apply was a famous thing. So the government was making it not totally impossible, but difficult to come here. But they weren't inviting people in because they think they can use them. Think about it like this. They come in, they know you have negligible skills. They know you're going to need public assistance. You're probably not going to get a very lucrative job, especially to start with, but we can count on you to take the jobs that pay the least. You're also going to be under, if you're illegal, you're going to be under the thumb of the person you're working for. You're probably not paying income tax. You're working for money under the table. And so they really have you, and that's that. So they're scheming to get you in here so they can use you. I don't think that was the case in the early days of immigration with our forefathers. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. Either you smoke or you have a sweat ball hanging off your nose.
Let's get back to the call, shall we? This is Peter in St. Catharines. Peter, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, tremendous show once again.
Thank you.
Look, let me just say it this way. I think that President Trump got the better of them because he's forcing the Democrats and the Rhinos into very extreme positions. And as Pete from Ontario alluded to this morning, these parents would be also detained. The key is the United States has to enforce its borders, and you cannot come into the United States, I believe, any country illegally, and that's what Mr. Trump is doing. Look, I think it was Terry also who spoke about the invectives and the hatred towards the United States. Look, I originally was an immigrant, and I'm a citizen of another country today, but I can tell you something. Most of the people today, I'm not talking about the immigrants from your grandfather, my grandfather, and great-grandparents' times. The ones that are coming to the U.S. and to the West today, but let's say the U.S., they don't hold love and care for the United States in their hearts. They are coming already wicked, miserable, angry, determined to take something from the United States, have no interest in giving anything back. They are arriving already in the mindset, what can I get? And the thing, the problem here is there is a portion of those people who are not just going to sit back on welfare. They are actually going to find a way to harm the nation. And I want to end by saying something here. The invectives and the hatred towards First Lady Melania Trump is over the top now. Something has to be done. People need to go to jail. I want Peter Fonda sitting in a jail for at least a week. And one more thing. What Mr. Trump is doing, people need to understand, there are some intelligence reports that are showing that countries like Iran, with the extremists and the terrorism, they are literally placing very deadly people into Latin America, and they are cavorting themselves as though they were Latin, and they are coming back up into the United States in that illegal movement. So President Trump understands the security. We don't even have that information right now. But it's not just illegals coming into America. It's actually terrorists that are coming as illegals. And that's a very, very serious thing.
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much, Peter. I'm glad he mentioned Peter Fonda, too. Peter Fonda ought to be in jail right now. Since when can you make a public statement? What did he tweet it? I think he tweeted it. That Barron Trump, who is a son of Donald Trump, a young boy, actually, should be locked up with pedophiles. That's what he said. And then it was reported that Melania Trump notified the security people, Secret Service, that had been done. Now, I don't know if the Secret Service had gotten and knocked on his door yet, but suddenly Peter Fonda, Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Know-It-All, right, apologize. Maybe I went too far. Huh? You think you might have? Suggesting that a young boy be kidnapped and then locked up with pedophiles? And you think an apology is enough? When are we going to start enforcing these laws? As best I knew, those kind of things are not tolerated, whether it's the president's son or anybody else's son or daughter. I find that despicable, to be honest with you. But there again, smart-ass Mr. Peter Fonda, just like his smart-ass sister. I don't know what Henry Fonda's politics were, because I wasn't paying attention. But if he was a decent human being, he's probably rolling over in his grave now. Can you imagine that, Tony, if somebody posted that about your son, how angry you would be? And I'm sure Melania is angry, and I'm sure Donald's angry, too.
Yeah, and a lot of people are angry over this. A lot of people on Twitter and Facebook are demanding, why isn't he in jail right now?
Exactly.
Why isn't he hauled away in cuffs? Oh, big deal. He issued an apology.
Big deal. Big deal. Is that the way it is? You can say anything you want. And then you apologize.
Only the left is allowed to apologize, yeah. Not the right.
I went too far, maybe in my zeal for a better America. When you suggest a young boy is kidnapped and locked up with pedophiles, you are one sick puppy, and they ought to throw you in jail. End of story. Okay, let's see who's next. Eric in Tonawanda. Eric, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy.
Hello, Eric.
Listen, there's been a, I don't know, people have forgotten or if it's just been not talked about, but I haven't heard anything. Correct me if I'm wrong, children born here in the United States from illegal parents are considered automatic U.S. citizens. Is that still correct?
Yeah, they have not rescinded that as far as I know. That's always been the policy. I've not heard that they don't have it anymore.
With that in mind, then if there is a new law going around here now where we can't separate them, then we can't deport their parents because then it would be taking them away from their children.
Well, that's always, you know, they get so mad when you say anchor babies, where people come here and have their children here, but that's what they were for. See, all of these things that we're talking about have to do with being able to stay here and eventually get what they can get and vote. But you're right. Nobody would, if you didn't want this, you certainly wouldn't want the parents deported and the kids stay here. And you can't deport the kids as U.S. citizens unless there's some kind of activity that they have not exhibited yet.
Well, with that in mind, then essentially what we've done with the one stroke of Mr. Trump's pen is he's basically said we have no borders.
No, I don't think he said that. I think if you already come here with children, the children weren't born here.
Well, there's an awful lot of them that come over and they're pregnant and they're coming over to have their babies here. We all know.
Yeah, the arguments on this past argument here was about people who came here with kids that are already here, not ones that are maybe due here. Yeah, there's no clear easy answer to this that'll shut up the left because they don't want to be shut up. It's one thing after another, it never ends. Thank you. Yeah, think about that, Tony. When they come here with their kids, that was what this is all about. But they didn't have those kids here. So those kids aren't automatically citizens. And I don't think they care about citizenship except that the citizenship might be a valuable tool for them to get something. Somebody might promise them something. They might get something they wouldn't have if they weren't citizens. Because with citizens comes the most powerful, with citizenship, the most powerful thing we have, and that's to vote. So, you know, it's pathetic what's happening in the country now. It is pathetic. And it may have started a long time ago, but you know when it really took root is in the last damn 8 years with Barack Obama.
All designed to eliminate the Republican Party.
Well, it will eliminate the Republican Party if they get amnesty and then eventually the path to citizenship. If you're only looking at that, it's like you're driving down the highway at 65 miles an hour, and the guy in front of you is only like 2 feet ahead of you, and you're just looking at his stoplight. If his stoplight goes on, you're in a crash. Okay, you know it. You got to look ahead. So if you give them amnesty and then citizenship, they get the vote, and when they get the vote, the Republican Party ought to just sell the real estate they have and leave because there'll be no need for them anymore. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN. And we are back with Beach and Company. You know, in our zeal to be, you know, decent people who have a heart and try and help other people, I think every once in a while we forget the real deal. The real deal is this. Think about it like this. Think of what your house, okay? Your house, your home. And suddenly you get up one morning, you get downstairs, and there's people in your home that you didn't invite. You don't know them, and they don't know you. But they sit down and you've got to feed them, and then you've got to make sure that they if they need medical care that they get the medical care, and you're required to make sure that they get all of the educational tools that they need. None of this has anything to do with you. They're just in your house, and you have to take care of them. They're here with no permission from you. Well, it's the same thing that's going on now. The United States of America is our home. This is where we live. We didn't invite the illegals. We shouldn't make the illegals feel welcome. We certainly make anybody who we've talked to ahead of time and say, yeah, we'd like you to join us for a meal. Yeah, we'll be happy to help you with that and show you how to do this and whatever, because you're our welcome guest. And now you become part of the family if you proceed with the normal procedure. Go through it the legal way, you're part of the family. The illegal way, you're nothing but an invader. So I want you to think about this. When we're talking about illegals, we're talking about them taking over your home. This country is our home. And I don't think we're ready to just give it up because we're being overrun by large numbers of people who don't really care about us, but they sure as hell like the food. They like the medical attention. They like the free education. They like the lower in-state tuition. They like all the things that the liberal people who run our state and run our city want to give to them. I say let them earn it the old-fashioned way and do it the old-fashioned way by following the law. Let's go to Ann in Buffalo. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Hi.
Hello, Ann. Good to have you back.
I don't vote Donald Trump at all. I think he did the right thing. But when I tell you this, you can take this to the bank. He didn't do it at the goodness of his heart. He got a reason. Everything. I think the sooner these people realize this, the better off they're going to be. Everything that Donald Trump does, there is a reason. And that reason, I have no idea what it is, but it's going to come back and bite the Democrats. They think that just because he did it, they forced him to do it, and that he is going to, or the people, his base, going to turn from him and go to them. It ain't going to happen, because for the first time, we see exactly what they is. Remember me telling you about that book?
Yes, you've told me about that book many times, but go ahead. Refresh our memory.
Every time I would go to the post office, I would never think about that book. Those kids, well, not these kids, but kids been smuggled into America since 2013. That's what I was telling you about the book. And they was housed at an army base in Texas. They came in with diseases. They had doctors there. The doctors had to take care of them. And all the doctors that had cell phones, they took the cell phones from the doctors. And like that man Frank had said about them smuggling that the terrorism being smuggled into here, big wit kid, he's absolutely right. That was in that book also. And they were talking about how they give them sweet driver nice and how they give them this and how they give them that. Nobody knows what happened to those kids in that army base in 2013. And the Democrats, and nobody is talking about that. But I tell you something, Donald Trump has a reason there. Is our purpose, and you can watch it now. And something else I just saw, and I realized, in the other time, the Democrats would have been pumping their chest, beating their chest. Well, we got, he's going to do it. You barely hear a peep, because they know that he is up to something.
Well, I like your passion and your zeal, and I tend to agree with that. Thank you, Ann. I appreciate it. And I keep this in mind. Rush Limbaugh was quoting, the best way to get rid of a bad law is to enforce it. And the House is going to be looking at two different proposals here. Now, he was on record a couple of days ago as saying that he could go with either one of them. But then others said there probably wouldn't be enough votes for either one of them. So we'll see where that goes. Yeah, but the bottom line is these are people who are coming into our home and taking things without even being invited, without following the rules, without following the law. And that's just the way it is. But I don't think we're going to give it up that easily. And you know what? If they think that it's going to draw away from Donald Trump's base, I disagree. I think it's going to go the other way. You know why? Because I think a lot of people resent the fact that that was a fake assault on a full beach assault on Donald Trump. And he was kind of like forced into doing what he was doing. Ann and I might have a different perspective on that. And we're going to resent that. And I think we're going to make up for that if he runs for re-election, when he does run for re-election. I don't think it's going to drive people away. I think it's going to draw people to him. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930, back after this.
It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. Either you smoke or you have a sweat ball hanging off your head.
It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach in Hungary. Is in the news. Hungary's laws criminalize the act of aiding illegal migrants. This just happened yesterday. Their Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, is a big fan of Donald Trump's, and they passed some immigration laws, and it looks like they've got the right idea, making it illegal to aid illegal migrants. One of the reasons, in 2015, from this New York Times article, over a million asylum seekers landed by boat or European shores, many passing through Hungary on their way to Germany. To stop their passage, Orban built a fence, sound familiar, around Hungary's southern border, a move that foreshadowed Trump's plans to extend a wall along the border with Mexico. Orban later became the first global leader to publicly support Trump's nomination for the presidency in 2016. So I think that they've kind of showed by their actions how they feel about illegals. I think the other countries, too. A couple of days ago, Italy was roundly criticized because they took a stand against the illegals, not just letting anybody in. And that's the way it is. You know, a while back, I heard some numbers when we were talking about immigration that just startled me. And I heard them from Rush Limbaugh. And I think if my memory serves, and I'm not drooling yet, that we take in more people in this country than the rest of our immigration policy allows us to take in more people in this country than the rest of the world combined. Okay? And if you want to come in here legally, we have a process. Get in that process. Do your homework. Do what you're supposed to do, and we will welcome you. If you're sneaking into this country and you're here illegally, get the hell out. That's the best way to describe it. This is where we live. This is where the people who cherish what we have and where we live, this is where we're located, right here. If you're just coming here to make it look like supermarket sweep and throw everything you can in the cart before they catch you, you're not welcome, plain and simple. We welcome people that want to be here. We welcome people that will do what is necessary and required to be here. Anybody else? No. That's just the way it is. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
Oh, Sandy, I love that. Anne, she's perfect.
Anne has her act together, that's for sure. Go ahead, Mary.
And your analogy was perfect about people coming through, you know, and coming into your house.
This is where we live.
Right. But also, I was thinking of your show yesterday about media. The media created this because yesterday's news, of all the news that could, you talk about selective news, yesterday I saw there's this businessman, I guess he runs a cafe or something on Elmwood, and what is he doing? You don't see people saying, oh, let's help, the police officer's family that were killed or anything like that. What he's doing, he's getting a GoFundMe page to the ACLU to defend these lawyers, get lawyers to defend these illegals.
Oh, man.
It's in Buffalo. I mean, this is what is so...
Well, Buffalo, Mary, is a welcoming city. Our own mayor said it from the steps of City Hall.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to get this through. The fact is, this is an election year, okay? And if all the candidates running now had any brains, they would just take what Cuomo is doing. Of all the things, all the causes Cuomo can back or deal with, what is he dealing with? Oh, these poor illegals. And what about, you know, what this new guy is trying? He should come to Buffalo, go to Rochester, go to all the places that were famous for things like Schenectady, GE. I saw in today's paper they're taking GE off the stock exchange.
Yeah, think about it like that. That would be unheard of in our history. Such a humongous firm being taken off of there. Yes, I saw that.
This is a gift to anybody that wants to run for office. Anybody that should go against Cuomo should just challenge Cuomo and go and challenge him to debates in Corning, in Rochester, Kodak. How about Schenectady to GE? How about going to Syracuse where Carrier was? They should have their debates in those cities and let Cuomo defend bringing more people. And the question should be is, where are you going to pay? Where are these people going to work?
And stacking up against the president's doing, it's the lowest unemployment number in history, and we have more jobs now than we have people. So the president knows what he is doing. Cuomo just jumped in there so he can get his name in there. It's almost Cuomo came in so late on this. It's almost like voting present, like Barack Obama used to do.
You should go to, they should invite Trump. Like, do you see that thing yesterday, Trump's rally? Why don't these New Yorkers invite Trump to New York and talk to the governor?
Yeah, I wish somebody had talked to the governor, because the governor is just his mission, his goal in life right now is to build his television commercial, his resume for running for president, and we have to pay for it, and we have to sit and listen to all that crap. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. That's all it'll be. When he finally announces and the spots start running, we'll pick him out and say, see, this is what we told you is going to happen. How about this one? How about this one? Buzzy Beamer. We haven't talked much to Buzzy. Buzzy's been busy on the phone. He's been a little busy. Or Ruth Buzzy. Or Buzzy the Bee. I'm not really sure what he is. What do you got for us today on Facebook?
I think we'll just leave it at Buzzy and we'll be fine.
That'll be good.
Tim says, it's good to see the president compromise. I might not agree with what he did, but we had to have it done to go forward.
Well, going forward, it would have just stayed there forever because they were not going. They finally got something they thought resonated, and even though it was misinformation campaign out there, the president probably recognized that too. Can I have another, please?
Yes. Kathy says, that's good for today, but the media will be on something by noon.
That's about right. In fact, I have a text here that says, Sandy, I feel like the left just sits in a room spinning a bingo cage wheel with problems that have been around for decades. They pull one out each month. They blame it on Trump. They offer zero solutions and act like they're saving the world because they're upset all of a sudden. Signed, John in West Seneca. That's right. We're being played. I said that yesterday. I'll say it again today. We're being played. We know it's happening. It is happening in front of our eyes. We know it. And guess what? How do we get our information about what's happening in the world? It gets filtered through the media, all right? If a politician has something to say, does he or she go out and stand on a soapbox on the corner and tell you as you walk by? No. It's either radio, TV, print. It's some form of media. Well, the media is so ganged up against Donald Trump that the chance of an honest to goodness fair appraisal of what he's doing or what he should be doing gets tainted because it has to go through them. Now there are pockets where you can get the information, but it's not easy. You gotta work a little bit at it. You gotta be a little dedicated to it. You can't sit back and leave it to somebody else. We'll be back with more with Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.